Wachowski had a monkey on his back. He would hit those card tables, trying to win his money back. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Conway came to say, Jerry, with your wallet so light, won't you stop gambling tonight? Now he's saving for an apartment, as Phil and Lois shout with glee. You're cured, little Jerry Wachowski, but your hide is still a mystery.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Thursday is the Commerce Casino. Come on down. Even if you don't have a ticket, if you want to just come down and hang and watch people play, I guess you can do that.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. And sometimes people come, which we don't recommend this. Again, we don't recommend this move. But a lot of dudes come down the last minute and try to squeeze in to the tournament, and they actually are successful sometimes.
Yeah. So Thursday.
Yeah, man.
8 to 11, Commerce Casino.
Yeah, man.
And don't forget, Pomodoro brought food in tonight. It was awfully nice of them.
Pomodoro, that food is so good from Pomodoro.
Yeah, and tomorrow, Wednesday, December 12th. Is that already December 12th?
Yeah, today's the 11th of December.
Jesus Christ. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Leo Quinones is going to be at the Pomodoro restaurant.
Right.
In the Village of Orange Shopping Center.
I thought that was happening today. I thought you talked about that yesterday.
No, I talked about it 2 hours ago.
No, you talked about it yesterday, too.
No, I didn't.
Really?
I talked about it two hours ago and said it was tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Then that's okay. Then I'm confusing to it. In the very beginning of the 8 o'clock hour of this show.
Yes.
All right. I'm confusing that with yesterday then. Wow. All these shows bump together.
All right. 2214 North Tustin Avenue. And if you give an unwrapped.
Oh, that's right. Because you said 11 a.m., man. Leo could be hungover, dude.
Right.
I remember the jokes you do, too.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Quite an act, huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Give an unwrapped toy and they'll give you free stuff like gift certificates to Pomodoro and Walmart and movie tickets.
Yeah, man.
So get on down there, man.
I said it, man.
The CHP Toy Drive.
That's very nice.
You know what CHP stands for?
California Highway Patrol.
There you go.
There you go, man.
All right. Speaking of California Highway Patrol.
I should say today is December 11th. It's a very special girl who I know named Haley, who's 10 years old today. Can you believe it? Today's her 10th birthday.
How do you know her?
Well, is it like family? You know, guy's like my brother. I'd say he's like a best friend, but he's like a brother. It's his daughter.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. I just thought maybe you knew a girl in the neighborhood.
I'm not doing it. I haven't started the birthday list. I'm not doing that yet on the show. I figured I'd do that, really toward the end of my run. I mean, really toward at the end and start
like
doing
Hobo Kelly over
here. Start doing the daily birthday announcements.
I see Haley and Kelly.
No, but Haley Joseph
I see Mark
is 10 years old.
Steven.
10 years old. My gosh, it goes fast. And I'm sitting here thinking that your daughter is 2 years old.
That's right.
Oh, well, not 2 years and a month, right? Two and two. You doing that around the house?
Two and one.
But in December, be two and two.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Two and two in December. Yeah, at December 5th, she was two and two, right?
Two and two.
Right.
You do that with Jennifer?
No, I don't.
Oh, you should try doing that. It's fun.
I don't like that.
Two and two. Yeah, 10 years old. I just want to say happy birthday to her because she's sweet.
There you go. All right, speaking of California Highway Patrol, Brian Whitman got in a car accident last night.
Well, I mean, let's not get crazy, Tim. No, I was hit. Yeah, I was hit going home. I wasn't in an accident. I got hit.
All right. And somebody rear-ended you.
That's right. I was at the red light at Wilshire and Highland. I was going to make a left onto Highland when the light became green.
And some chick hit you?
Yeah.
I was hit in the rear.
You were hit in the rear.
Actually, that's really true. I never thought, as we listen to Burt Bacharach.
You hope that never happens again.
I certainly hope it never happens
again. I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
So I was sitting there. I mean, literally.
Is that the first time you were hit in the rear?
No, actually. Last year on the 101 freeway.
I was hit in the rear.
Huh.
Both times I've been hit in the rear, a single girl by herself.
Really?
Yes.
Hot chicks?
Yes, always attractive. Always.
That's pretty cool.
When I get hit in the rear, and of course when it happens, you get this regret, where you...
I was hit in the rear.
No, Randy, you have regret where you...
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear.
But how was it the first time you got hit in the rear?
Well, it's unusual. I think it's probably...
Did it hurt?
You know, it...
Lizard licks his eyeball.
Actually, you know what? It really didn't hurt because I was taken by surprise. I literally was sitting there at the light, and I had the radio on, but not too loud, and I'm at a total red light. And, I mean, my foot is on the brake, but I didn't just stop. I wasn't stopping. I had been stopped for probably 30 seconds, maybe a minute. The light was red. And I'm just sitting there, and...
Bang.
Bam.
I was hit in the rear.
And I looked in my rearview mirror, and I said, S. And I got out, and I looked at my car, and the damage... well, I'll show you my car during the break. I mean, you know, it's, I think it's built quite well, so I think there's... minimal damage. I feel I'm not.
What was she driving?
She was. I probably rather would not say.
Okay. All right. But so do you get out of the car right there, or do you pull over?
Well, I certainly got out of the car at first. There was a lot of traffic there, and I instructed these chicks are always out. You know, they're always out driving around.
That's
by
what they do.
By themselves,
running around town.
It wasn't like a dude who I could just say, you know, pull over. It was a chick, and she was younger than I am. So I said, why don't we go into that parking lot? Follow me into that parking lot. So we went into a nearby parking lot where we exchanged insurance information. And
was she upset?
You know, she wasn't, but she wasn't upset. She wasn't hurt. She was not hurt. She said at one point her knee hurts a little. I said, well, you could tell your insurance company about that because you hit me in the back, you know.
Jesus right. Christ.
So, you know, and then informed me that it was her mom's insurance.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I don't know. This insurance is my mother's.
All right, now you did her a big solid.
Yes.
Because
That's enough. That's enough. This is the one time, if you don't mind, Tim, that I will use my mulligan, because don't we each have one for once a year? Okay. And I still have mine from last year. I didn't use it.
All right. Well, then I'll tell you a story similar to what happened to me.
Oh, okay. If you're going to tell me a story unrelated to what happened...
Totally unrelated to you.
Oh, well, if it's totally unrelated to me, then fine.
All right. I was in Toronto, Canada.
Right.
And I was driving a green Mustang that I had rented while I was there. I was going to be there for a couple months.
That's good look for you. Were you younger at that time, a little bit younger?
Yeah.
How'd that green Mustang go with the look and everything?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's when I was highlighting my hair. So I was really, really cool.
So you had the blonde, bleach blonde hair with the tips, the highlighted tips.
Yeah.
You look like Ryan Seacrest in season one of American Idol.
Thank you very much. And that's when I was wearing a lot of, I was really sort of a goofball. I was wearing a lot of like a Hugo Boss and had my hair tinted and going to a tanning salon.
Oh, my God. In a green Mustang.
Yeah.
Was it a convertible Mustang or was it just a regular hard top?
The one that I wrecked, the one that was totaled was a convertible, and then they gave me a hard top.
I see.
But anyway, so I'm in Toronto, and I'm driving on the 401, Queens Highway up there.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, something like that. And I'm stopped in traffic, dead stop, and a guy plows into me. And fairly fast. Ooh. His airbags went off.
Really? Yeah, none of our airbags went off last night.
He's probably going 35, 40 miles an hour when he hit me. And I didn't sort of like, I felt it, but I didn't think it was that bad. And I got out and he was driving an old, I think it was even like a Datsun. I mean, it was like an old truck.
Oh.
And actually, it couldn't have been an older one. I guess it was a Nissan, whatever. But anyway, he was driving a pickup truck and the airbag went off, right?
On his truck?
Yeah.
Wow.
And now he gets out of the car and his nose is bleeding because I think the airbag effed up his nose.
Yeah, that airbag. I've had that one time. Knock on wood. I hope it never happens again. Those airbags are very powerful and they're almost explosive. When they come out, I mean, they can hurt you. People do get injured by airbags.
Yeah. So I said, let's pull over to the side and exchange information. So he says, all right. So we pull over. He pulls in behind me. And I get out of the car and we're exchanging information. And I smell alcohol.
Oh, gosh.
On the guy.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So I said to him, I said, Bubba, you're bombed. And he goes, I've had a few.
Oh, all right. Well, there's honesty. Right? Okay.
Now I'm thinking to myself, what do I do?
Right. Right.
Do you call the cops or do you let the guy slide? Now, I let the guy slide.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, it's totally serious, Dougie.
I would do the same thing. I would in the event that something like that happened and I noticed, I would, you know, if I'm not injured and, you know, obviously there's, you know, I would not call, you know, no, I wouldn't call the police on the person.
I think some people do, though.
Yeah, you know, some people are very very proactive in that area. They want to get the law enforcement out there. And yeah, I didn't do that. Right. I didn't do that.
So
anyway, I mean, I had no reason to do it.
Right.
So why would I do it?
All right. So we're exchanging information, and this is where it gets hairy. The cops pull up. The Ontario, the OPPs, Ontario Province Police Department, whatever they're called.
Oh, that just so happens they pull in.
Yeah, they pull up with their blue lights on, their white car, and the guy gets out, and he walks over to me. And he says, what's going on here? And I said, well, I was rear-ended by this guy. And he says, is everybody okay here? And I said, yeah, we're fine. And he says, did you exchange information? I said, yeah. And he says, well, it doesn't look like, I guess, you know, $500,000 worth of damage. It doesn't look like a major accident. So as long as you guys exchange information, we're cool. Now, this guy's standing over behind me smoking a cigarette.
With a bloody nose.
Yeah, his nose is bleeding. And he looks at me, he goes, are you okay? He says, yeah, the airbag busted up my nose. And he's smoking a cigarette to try to get the
sure.
booze,
of course.
You know, the aroma of booze off his breath.
Absolutely.
And there was one point where the cop looked at me and then looked at the other guy and goes, oh, as long as you guys are cool here, we're going to take off.
Yeah, he gave you that moment. He was kind of looking at you to give you that moment if you wanted to.
Yeah, but you know what? He sort of came up and you know how cops get close enough where they can smell your breath? That's
yes.
why they do that?
Yes, and they try to act like this is how they always talk to people, yeah. eight centimeters from their face.
Right. He did it to me, but he didn't do it to the other guy.
Oh, see that?
Guy thought I was bombed.
Well, you were younger and in the Mustang, and this guy was in an old pickup truck.
Yeah,
and
plus my hair was highlighted, and I was pretty tan.
Right, you're probably like a hot dude, you know. You know, he probably, you know, you probably more fit the profile. I hate it when they do that. When they pull you over and they say, do you know, the light comes in. And I was pulled at one time at 3 o'clock in the morning going to IHOP.
Yeah, you told me that.
And I hadn't had anything to drink. So that's always when you feel great. I mean, the guy's pulling you over. You know, you haven't had a drink. You know, there's no, you know what I mean?
But you're still nervous.
Well, you get a little nervous because it's a cop, but you know that you're fine because you have, that's a great feeling when you have nothing to be afraid of. But he pulls me over. He takes the light and he looks at me and he's looking at my eyes. And I said, hello. I said, good morning, officer. He said, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, to be candid with you, I said, I must have done something to get your attention because as the son of a police officer.
That rolled out first?
Oh, that's within the first minute that they get that. Because as the son of a police officer, I know that you wouldn't have pulled me over if you didn't detect that I was going too fast or something. So, but no, I don't know specifically why. With this time, the light is going in my, you know, and I'm trying to be completely normal. You're trying to act completely normal while you're giving this long answer. As I look back, my answer was probably 8 minutes long. You know, my dad was a police, and the light is going back and forth, and he's looking in the car, and he's very close to your face, and he's just looking around. And he just said to me, he said, have you had anything at all to drink? I said, I have had nothing to drink. I said, and then at that point, I even said to him, I said, I'd be happy to take any test you have. I said, I have had nothing at all, which I really probably shouldn't have said that, because what if I was just lazy and were tired? And
right.
But I did say that. I said, I'll be happy, officer, to take any test that you have. I haven't had a thing to drink. I said, I'm just going actually to get something to eat and a cup of coffee over there. And I pointed to it was that close to the IHOP. And he said, well, go ahead. He said, have a good night then. He still gives me that look, you know. You know, looking at me like my eyes are going to roll out of my head or like a big sign is, you know, my...
I never skate, though. I always get the ticket.
Oh, no, no, no. I think if you're very nice and you've been good, you know, you've been polite to the police officer, I think that's all they want is a little professionalism. I had in Beverly Hills not long ago, I was leaving this radio station, and it was in the evening, obviously, since we work at night, and I was driving home, and I was behind a lady... and it was a lady, because I remember the driver, who was, you know, doing like a stop and go. And when she'd go, it was 20 miles an hour. And she really wasn't. We were on La Cienega because it was Hollywood Bowl. So I said, I'll go La Cienega, the freeway. But, you know, I'm in La Cienega and I'm getting up, go around this lady. She irritates me. So I probably, you know, hit the accelerator a little harder than I should and, you know, flipped around her a little faster than I should and got in the next lane and got, you know, my mind, God damn, you know, looked at her, you know, geez, I'm driving. Then I see the white light. And I said, S, you know, because I knew.
Here we go.
I got, here it comes.
Some speed wrapping.
Right. So I'm driving And now I see that
you get pulled over a lot.
I really don't.
Or you have a lot of incidents with other cars.
Not really. No. This was the Beverly Hills Police Department came up to my right, but didn't stop me, didn't pull me over. So I'm driving, but he gets right next to me and he starts going very slow. So I assume he wants my attention, right?
Right.
He's got that white light now. He's shining it at me. So I turn again. It's that effing light, you know. God, please, we turn the wattage down on that. So I roll the window down, and then my eyes are half closed because of that damn light. I said, "Yes, officer." And he must have been from New York, working for the Beverly Hills Police Department. So what the hell was that back there? So he said to me. So now we're talking to each other, but we're both driving on La Cienega. He goes, "What the hell was that back there?" I said, "You know what? That was wrong. I'm driving." I said, "What that was is, that was wrong. I should not have done that." And I was driving. I said, "That was wrong." I said, "She was going very slow and then stopping, and I really wanted to get around her." And I said, "Admittedly, I probably was a little more abrupt than I needed to be." And he says this to me, "Do me a favor. Quit driving like a maniac."
Good for you.
I go, "Absolutely, officer." He rolls his window up.
But I need, because I always get the ticket, I need a good excuse. The one that I noticed that really works, and I used this one up in Oregon, and I got off because I was going 80 in a 25 mile an hour zone.
Ooh!
But the reason why I was going 80 is I had to hit that can.
Yeah. Well,
And I had my daughter with me in the car, and I'm coming over the bridge, the Lewis and Clark Bridge over there between Washington and Oregon.
Yeah, man.
And at the base of the bridge is a cop there. And I'm going 80 before I see him.
Oh, no.
And I go, F. He gets behind me. The worst is when they get behind you and they don't turn their lights on.
But you know it's coming.
Yeah, you know he's about to hit you in the rear.
You're just waiting for the whoop.
Right. So the lights go on. And he pulls me over and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I really got to take a dump." I said, "I really got to go to the bathroom." And he says, "Follow me." So I follow him to a gas station. And he has his lights on still, right?
You got a police escort.
I got a police escort to take a dump.
Oh, that's a great story.
I mean, that's how often does that happen to people?
Well, I have a buddy back in New York who used to have a girlfriend who lived in Massachusetts, and he would go see her like on the weekend. They would really in love because he would drive like 5 hours, to go see her, and then on another weekend she would drive to see him. But I guess it's all freeway driving or interstate driving, and he was driving and he had an SUV and the way he would tell the story, we always speed. It's the middle of the day. It's like Saturday morning. Everybody is, flying up there, and the light goes on behind him and he's drinking an iced tea. He has it in the cup holder in the front of the car. And he said, I just had a moment of brilliance. He said, the cop's getting out of his car. He shuts his door. He quickly grabbed the iced tea and poured it in his lap. Put the cap back on and put it, and the cop comes up. He rolls down the window. The cop says, "You're flying, you're speeding." He says, "Officer, I don't know what to tell you." He said, and he points to his, lap. He says, I really have had to go to the restroom. I didn't want to go on the side of the road." And the cop looks down, sees the what we know as iced tea, and the cop looks at him and says, "Have a good day."
Good thing he wasn't wearing white pants.
Yeah.
You got a bigger problem, sir. Your urine is brown.
Right. No, it was like wearing jeans or whatever. It was all, and the cop just said, "Have a good day," and he let him alone.
See, if he was a good cop, he'd have got down there and smelled the crotch. It's like, is that passion fruit?
Yeah, no, he didn't do that. He just...
You got passion crotch down there, buddy?
And I've heard of women who always put, chicks always have a... heard a chick, I guess she told the story on the radio once. She always would keep a wedding dress in the back seat. So have you ever heard of this, Gina? Whenever she's pulled over, she has a wedding dress in the back seat.
Right. And it's great for when you get pulled over, but the other 999 days out of 1,000, she looks like a lunatic.
Right. But it's just laying back there.
It's like you're dating her, and she's like, and you're like, this is moving a little quick for me, baby.
Yeah.
You got your wedding dress in the back there? It was the first date, darling. All right, gang, I need an excuse because I always get a ticket. And don't call us up with, you cry to get out of tickets. A real legitimate effing excuse to get out of a ticket.
And by the way,
I need it because I'm constantly getting pulled over.
And we're looking for one that works all the time, a 100%
hit rate.
Yeah,
one that's worked for you more than once. All right? Don't call us up with, my wife's pregnant and I'm rushing to the hospital.
Right. How many times have they done that?
Please don't lowball us with crap like that. We've heard those. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
And honestly, if you have some lame story about your friend pouring iced tea in his lap, come on.
Please. We've heard that one.
Give us something else. Something really.
But we need a legitimate good excuse that's worked for you more than once. That's the criteria. It's Conway and Whitman.
We need to go to break!
All right, Jerry! Christ almighty! Live at 97.1 Free FM. Nahole.
I was hit in the rear.
Yeah, Bertie Bacharach, man.
Tell you, man, second verse, man. Hopes he never gets hit in that rear, man.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Thursday, we're at the Commerce Casino. And it's the holidays. People are going to get pulled over for lots of crap between now and the end of the year.
Right.
And I need a good excuse, man, because I'm constantly getting nailed by these coppers. Eric in West Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Yellow.
What do you got?
It always works for my wife and I. If you're going anywhere, have a sweater or a jacket or something in there. Stuff it under her shirt.
And say, say she's fat?
No, because everybody knows when you're pregnant.
All right, dude. Didn't we ask for those guys not to call?
I think we had made a specific request for those. I mean, there are shows that guy can call.
Yeah, he's
I can't believe him.
He's gangbusters.
Right. So what happens is you wear like a heavy sweater or something. Thanks for coming. We're going to get to the entertainment report in just a second. Thanks, man. 27 minutes now after 10 o'clock.
Oh, Eddie and Norco, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How do you get out of these tickets, dude?
Oh, it's so simple. All you got to do is tell them. Doesn't matter what time you get pulled over. Doesn't matter if you're drunk. You just act distraught. You shake, you look at him nervous, you don't make eye contact, and you look ashamed. And when he asks you what's the matter, you just tell him you just found out today that you tested positive for HIV.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Jerry, please.
I'm not sure.
I've never even been asked for an auto insurance card or registration.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I think that the karma may kill you there, though.
Yeah.
Right? Plus, I don't know if Brian can get away with that.
Well, it works.
What?
I mean, you're 200 and...
Right, Tim.
20 pounds.
Tim, let me say a few things to you. If God forbid that should happen to somebody to get diagnosed, there are a lot of medications that keep people, you know,
I understand
seemingly
that,
healthy.
Dude.
And it's not like I wouldn't be, I'd get the diagnosis and I'd be 90 pounds.
I don't know.
Come on, Tim, stop that.
All right, let's talk to David in downtown. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I usually say I'm on my way to bang Whitman's mother.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Gina, you said your mom had a good excuse. Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's like a legendary story in our family.
What she did?
And she, you
she's
know,
got the giggles tonight. She's,
no, I don't.
Are you high?
No. I was just enjoying the, you know, the refreshments that Tracy brought.
What's she drinking?
I'm just enjoying refreshments.
See, I knew there was something. I mean, so forgive me.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I don't know what's going on. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Gina.
Who are you?
Conway and Whitman. What do you got?
So you know how you can't. You're not allowed to cut through. Oh, thanks, Tracy.
I think we should move on.
No. Gina, you know how you're allowed to.
Thank you, Gina. We're
bombed.
You know how you're allowed to cut through. You're not allowed to cut through parking lots.
Right.
Okay. So my mom did that, and a cop pulled her over, and she tried to cut through a grocery store parking lot, and she had to think fast. And he said, "Why did you do that?" And she goes, "I wanted to go in to get ice cream, but I remembered I was too fat." And he felt so bad for her. He let her go.
Is she fat?
No, she's lovely, but you know, guys just assume that we all.
Oh,
think
the
we're
cop
anyway.
Felt bad for her,
yeah.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
That's a huge bitch. That's pretty good.
That's a great story.
All right, Bob on the 405 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hello, Bob.
Party with my friends a lot, and we were driving around this a couple of years ago, and he's out from Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania, where we're from, and we got pulled over in Huntington Beach on Pacific Coast Highway, and we were. Just sloshed, and the cop came up and he said, "You guys are drunk." And I said, "Listen, buddy, I said my friend has alopecia, which all his hair on his whole body falls out. It's a disease that certain people have. And he looked at my friend, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, I got 3 months to live. We're just partying." And he goes, "Okay, guys, just keep it safe," and bang.
Is that then that worked, huh?
That worked twice, so it was pretty good.
I have 3 months to live?
3 months to live, and honest to God, he looks like he's as white as a ghost. His eyebrows are gone. He has no hair on his head. He always wears a ball cap. So,
it looks like he has cancer.
Yeah, he looks like he's basically on his last leg.
Wow. Could I get his number to have him come out with me whenever I go out?
Yeah, could he drive around with us?
Yeah, can he be the driver, and you know we could just have him there to tell the cop, you know, the driver has 3 months to live.
He's a school teacher in Pennsylvania, so.
Oh, I see. All right, thanks, buddy.
That's right, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Not bad, though. I got 3 months to live. But if that cop pulls you over again in a year, isn't he pissed?
If he remembers you, you'd have to explain to him then at that point that you were in recovery or something.
You know what the cop did to me in Oregon?
Yeah, man.
He pulled me over. I'm going 80 and a 30. I think he's either 25 or 35 mile an hour. And he goes, "I'm going to give you a break."
Oh, how nice.
I said, "Really?" He says, "I'm going to write your name down in my little black book here. And if I pull you over between now and 6 months from now," I'm going to put the date on here, you know, June whatever, 30th. He says, "I'm going to give you two tickets. I'm going to give you one for this. I'm going to give you whatever you're doing wrong the next time I pull you over." I said, "All right, you got it. It's a great deal." But I almost didn't make the deal. I almost went like, "Why don't you give me that ticket now? Because if you give me two tickets at once, I can't go to traffic school for both of them."
Right. Now, have 6 months expired? Are you in the...
No, I'm still in the zone.
You're in the zone. All right.
I'm in the... I got to go. I got to survive Christmas and New Year's
And I'm sure he'll have that book. So probably there were other names on that page as well.
There were a lot of names in there.
Right. So he stopped a lot of people. He's got his own little system going there where he keeps, you know, he's got his ticket book and when he gives citations, and then he has another book where he just puts your name down.
Yeah. Thank God, because I had a loaded weapon under the seat, too. Sal in Altadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Actually, this is Rodney King. I tried using, I'm Tin Conway Sr.'s son.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember the video. It didn't work out too good.
Jesus Christ.
These writers go back to work. It's not bothering us. Go back to the sitcoms. You like that one, huh, Tom? You see the video? You enjoyed that one, huh, Tommy?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, stop smoking weed at 10 o'clock, huh? No more smoking weed, dude, and doing the show. All right?
Oh, boy.
Whitman killed a joint with Randy Wang at the 10 o'clock hour.
Get out of here.
Jesus Christ, the two of you.
Not true.
Shane, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, Babu.
Hey.
Oh, hello, Shane.
Hey, man. I got in a fight on the freeway today, man.
What happened to you?
Oh, I rear-ended a guy.
All right.
And we both pulled over to the side of the road. And, you know, sometimes in life, things that happen are just kind of funny. And this guy slowly slides out of the car and turns out he's a dwarf. So I start laughing. Yeah, what else are you going to do? I start laughing.
You hit a dwarf or he hit you?
I hit him. I rear-ended him.
So you hit a dwarf in the rear?
I hit a dwarf in the rear.
You proud?
Exactly. I was hit in the rear.
I hope I never hit a dwarf in the rear again.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
Now, forgive me. This is a terribly insensitive question. But didn't Burt Bacharach recently die?
I don't think so.
I know his daughter died or something, right?
No, I don't think he's dead.
I think he's alive. I think, isn't he? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like you, Bert.
All right, Gabriel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Stud?
Hey, dude.
It's not an excuse, but actually it's worked for me twice.
Right.
If you have your insurance card, your registration, your license, before the officer even gets there,
yum,
and you do the yes or no, sir, it's got me out of two tickets.
Right.
Well, what's the deal? You just have your registration and insurance ready?
Yeah, you give it to him before he even asks you.
Right, but if you have it already out and you're polite, you're saying that he won't even ask for it.
Yes, sir. And I've been told that by a highway patrol officer. They don't want to be out there on the road anymore.
Right.
They have to.
Oh, I see. All right. That's pretty cool. That's a good tip, dude.
Here you go, Gabriel.
Dennis and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, whenever I get pulled over by the cops, I just tell them I'm Malibu Dan and I'm late for a sticker stop.
All right, you get the award for the flattest call of the night.
Wow. All
right.
Danny.
Andy in West L.A., you're on 97.1.
Yes. Yes, who is this?
Hello, Andy.
Hello, yes, how are you?
Oh, God.
Is this Tom?
Yeah, after a stroke.
This is Tom, how are you?
Good, Tom.
Thank you, Andy. Of course. Of course we can, Andy.
There he goes.
You know what, Andy? See, Andy is not doing... He's not doing Tom. It didn't sound like he was doing modern-day Tom. And it didn't sound like he was doing Tom from the 1980s.
He wasn't doing anything. He was doing Andy.
Because there's 1980s Tom.
He was doing Andy.
Right, but you know, we had the guy who called us and played us a tape of Tom.
Oh, from KFI?
Yeah. Hi, this is Tom Likas. And if there's an issue in the news... We're probably going to be talking about it this afternoon from 2 until 6 here on KFI AM 640. We have newsmaker guests. We have big debates on current issues. And, of course, you always have an opportunity to get involved. Plus, Mark Dennis and Mike Nolan keep you updated on traffic. Tracy Miller with news. And we have updated weather forecast twice each hour. Join us. The Tom Likas program, Talk Radio with Twice the Traffic, this afternoon from 2 to 6 here on KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640.
Very cool. Nicholas and Bellflower, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You get a ticket? Nicholas.
Hello, Nicholas. How are you, dear?
What do you got?
Everybody in America is a patriot. And I used to be in the military, so, I mean, it works countless times. Every time I just tell the cop, you know, I insinuate somehow that there's going to be a story to tell off leave, and they ask me what leave, and I tell them I'm in the Navy. And it's never failed. I've gotten out of one DUI.
Were you in the Navy?
I was.
So all right. Well, then that's kind of fair, I guess.
Yeah, but you can do that because you're in the Navy.
But I tell them, like, I'm still in it. They don't know that I got kicked out.
Oh, what'd you get kicked out for?
Oh, that's a really different, completed story.
What'd you do, dude?
I was in the Special Forces, graduated Hell Week, and celebrated with a bottle of vodka. And they got a real strict no-tolerance deal.
So you were dishonorably discharged?
Other than honorable due to misconduct.
Wow. Were you depressed over that?
Well.
Not really, because it was not regular Navy, it's Special Forces, so I hated life. So when I got out, I was actually real happy.
So on the, because on the sheet, you know, when you leave the, don't look at me like that. I know a thing or two. They give you, as my father had one, when you leave the service, it says, like on my dad's...
It says a-hole.
No, it does not say that. Well, for this guy, maybe. On my dad's thing, it says honorable... It says reason for discharge. And then it says honorable.
Right.
Or I guess on somebody else's, obviously, with this guy's sheet, it said for reason other than honorable. That's kind of a weird way to put it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. But, I mean, a cop doesn't ask you for that.
Yeah, but, dude, you went through how many weeks of training?
I was in there for about a year, and I was still in training.
And you blew it all with a bottle of vodka.
Oh, boy.
Well, actually, see, the story, the plot thickens. So,
oh, God. Does it really?
Sorry.
All right, then. Maybe you got kicked out for being unable to tell a story. Is that possible?
Would that be a reason for discharge other than honorable?
Possible. You know, they're like, all right, man, who can tell a story here? And everybody steps forward except that dude. It's possible.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you kick a guy out for that?
You know what, by the way, when you hit the forest lawn, man, as you say, Tim, you know, they give you like a military funeral. If you're kicked out,
they don't give you one.
You don't get that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They hold it back, man.
Right.
So you have to be like
if you get kicked off, like if you use your AAA card too many times, you can't use it anymore.
That's exactly right. You hit a limit.
Right.
But you have to have that certificate. So let that be a note. I know our veterans.
Like a Twilight Zone.
We need to go to break.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. A lot of guys and women are going to be pulled over this holiday season and looking for one great excuse to get out of tickets.
Yeah, man.
So far, I've got 3 months to live is pretty good. I'd prove that, though.
Well, I think when you say that to the officer, I only have 3 months to live, I think in your eyes and everything, you have to show it. I mean, I think you really have to have that defeated look about you.
That's true.
You have it.
Oh, I definitely have it. Probably got 3 hours to live. Tom, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Yes, Conway.
Hey, Tom Likens.
Whitman, I just got out of the hospital. I had a mild stroke.
There you go, darling.
Michael in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, man.
One time I got pulled over, and I told the cop that I was late for curfew.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. I think that's a wrap for tonight. Wow. Well, maybe one more.
We got one
Ryan
more.
And Glendora, you're on the air.
Hey, this only works between 8 and 11 and involves the ability to throw up on command. You see, I'm tired of hearing Brian Whitman's sorry-ass voice, and I just throw up all over the place, and I get out of the ticket.
All right.
Brian Whitman, you're a fat homo, bitch. You fat mother ass.
Can you just hit off?
How to do it.
You know what? Actually, excuse me just a second, caller.
You sucked on AM radio, and you suck more on
I don't
FM
know which
radio.
Button
you know,
it
you
is.
Do, you hit
you're
off.
Fat homo.
You hit
F
the.
You, you bald
I tried it.
Bag.
Look.
Well, or try
hold.
Work.
Mother F.
Try hold.
F
or,
you, Whitman. Big mud collecting homo.
You know what, Tim? Just try to hit the.
I've tried every button. I don't know how to disconnect the guy. It's not working.
That night.
If you could just hold for
Brian,
one.
Brian, you suck. That's why you got rear ended. You were masturbating to gay porn.
If you could just hold for
homo.
Hold for
Randy,
just a second.
Can you disconnect him? I don't know how to do it.
The button's not working.
He just stuck.
Gay porn masturbator.
Gina, do you have an off button in there where you can hit off on?
Yeah, but I think it's frozen.
Oh.
Instead of a bitch.
I'm going to go restart the system.
You bald. Yeah.
Restart the computer.
All right, you know what?
F you, you fat homo.
You know what? Reboot it, Tim.
F you, you mother F.
Just hit hold. Just try to. Can you try to hit it?
I've tried.
Can I see you try to hit it, please?
Virginal douchebag.
It's not working.
I don't know what it is.
There it is. There it goes.
FM douche.
Hey, well, you know what? Just, or dump. It says.
FM douchebag.
Uh-oh, I guess I didn't.
FM mother effing douchebag.
Can you just.
I'm trying, Brian.
All right.
I'm trying everything
Party
I can.
Party driving homo. You're an Audi driving homo.
I think you got him.
What do you have to say about that, you fat bitch?
I got him. There we go.
Oh,
sorry
right.
about that.
No,
dude.
That's all right. You know, the phone system sometimes, it
it's
doesn't.
Crazy.
You, Whitman.
You know what it does? Towards the end, John and Jeff are a national show, and the phones kick over to the national.
I got it. No, you don't have to explain. It's fine.
Oh, sorry.
No,
That's a very unfortunate call to be
no,
on
No, no, no. I mean, it's slightly embarrassing, but that's fine. You know, you just hit the, you know, that's.
What was he saying?
I wasn't really paying attention. I was just more focused on trying to get the phone to work.
Okay. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Sorry about that.
Finland?
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I'd like to greet John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Greetings.
Yes,
hello, boys.
Greetings.
Greetings.
What's
Season's
happening?
Greetings.
What's happening on that show tonight?
Tonight, another crazy woman lies about being abducted.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Here we go again.
Oh, boy.
Why is it always women who claim they've been abducted and not guys?
Where'd that happen?
Actually, you've never heard that story from a guy.
Ugh.
Guy's not going to lie about something like that.
A crazy woman. She's not happy in her life, so let me get some attention by claiming I've been abducted.
Oh. Where did this happen?
Details tonight at 11.
Oh, come on. Details at 11. Hot tease, man. Hot tease, man.
Which means that neither John or Jeff have read the story yet.
No, I've read the story.
I was just kidding, you jackasses. All right, the John and Jeff Show coming up immediately here on 97.1 Free FM. You and I will be back tomorrow after Likas.
That's right. And then, of course, Thursday night at the Commerce Casino.
Yeah, tomorrow maybe we'll do Jesse Jackson early.
You know it.
Yeah, I will go tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
All right, man.
All right, it is the Conway Whitman Show tomorrow right after Likas on 97.1 Free FM. Stay tuned to the station for John and Jeff up now, man.
You know, a moment ago I heard that...
Bob Moore is back.
No, I'm serious. I swear to God.
Hello, Bob.
Tom, I heard Likas had on Miles Berman, and he said to Miles Berman, can a DUI affect your FICO score?
Yes, I did ask that question. And I was told by Miles that DUIs are coming up on FICO checks.
Is that right?
Background checks. If you go to get a job, that DUIs are coming up everywhere.